Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Sorry about the technical issues at the beginning of the show there. I don't know what it is. Ever since we started running our show through, the Umbrella Corporation in Rangoon City, we just keep having issues. No, kidding me. New York computer stuff, you know, it happens every so often. But we got it working now, so it's all good. I'm very excited about tonight because tonight we have a fantastic musician on. He's got a new band out of Denver, Colorado, The Broken. And I want to welcome Mr. Jacob Cade to the show. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me, dude. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for taking time to be here, too. I really appreciate it. I know I can only imagine that you have a busy schedule. You seem like you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, man, that is for sure. That is definitely for real. I'm in the process of getting ready for a bunch of touring and actually in the process of auditioning bass players for the upcoming tours. And
nice.
Yeah, just with that, it's a bit hectic, but it's a good type of hectic. It's just like, it's a fun thing. Yeah,
that's absolutely a great thing. I tell people, you know, it's funny, cause I'm not in the music business, but I am, I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people for a living. And I get people that ask me all the time, you know, that want to get into that, and that's kind of their dream. And that's great, you know, everybody should have a dream. And they're like, you know, well, what's your biggest advice? I'm like, it's just like basketball, man. You've got to, if you want to score points, you got to make the ball move down, you got to get the ball down the court. You've got to keep that hustle going, no matter what business you're in, you know?
Right.
That's the only way things
yep.
happen. If you wait for things to happen, well, you know, you grow a big beard and that's about all that happens, you know? You got to make this
yeah,
stuff
man.
Happen. No, you see,
I agree.
All of my friends were, growing up, all my friends were in bands. That's the crowd I hung out with. And in all those groups, there was usually, like, per band, they were kind of few and far between, but there was, like, the one guy or gal that was the band person, you know what I mean? That was the musician. And by that, I mean, they're the ones that made sure everybody practiced. They lined up gigs. They, you know, they got the ball down the court. You seem like you're that individual. Have you always known since you were a kid that this is what you were going to be doing, you know, rock star?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, it started when I was about 8, and I
okay.
saw Led Zeppelin play live on this is a DVD. It was Song Remains the Same DVD, and then kind of from there,
nice.
I was just like, I want to play music. But sort of the whole time, I was a performer. Performing was like fun for me and where I felt most comfortable.
Right.
And so it kind of just like took a natural turn towards music. And then after that kind of like, oh, this is really cool. It kind of was just, I don't know. It just kind of all fell into place. Like, I don't even remember not wanting to be a musician. I don't remember not being obsessed with music. And so it was just like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go for it. And I don't know, something, some sort of fire just lit. And I was just like, well, let's do this. And luckily enough, my dad had played guitar when he was a young guy. And he was able to show me a few chords. But after those few chords, it was just really
going.
It was just really me. Yeah, yeah. No, after that, it was just like, I don't want to wait around, I'm gonna just like learn this myself. And so I was able to
right.
like, kind of figure things out with, you know, just like listening and watching them play. And for some reason, it just made sense to me. Everything about it just made sense and came pretty quick. So, yeah. And then, you know, fast forward, you know, years, and we're here. And finally, you know, after doing my solo thing for a long time, it was, you know, I found these guys, Kick and Mike, drummer and another guitar player, that it was like, dude, let's put a band together and let's rip this thing. And so it just worked. And now we're here, and I couldn't be more excited for this thing to kind of get off the ground, especially with the new song coming out that has been kind of received really well, and the video as well. And, you know, just playing shows with the guys, it just feels like a really good thing. So I'm, yeah, couldn't be more excited. It's a dream coming true for sure.
Well, that's fantastic. And something you said, a very key phrase you said there, is you always knew you wanted to be a performer. A lot of people, you know, I'm not putting anybody down or anything. I've seen a lot of musicians play, and I've seen a lot of performers perform. And sometimes that's the same, but oftentimes it's not. And, you know, people, in my experience, you know, they like to see a show, you know, especially if they're paying money, and now they're going out. And it seems like you get that. You bring that, you know. I watched your video for your good sense. We've been pushing it out on our blogs and whatnot, our social media presence, and it's just fantastic, you know. And I think
Thank
it's really,
you,
really good. Yeah, yeah,
Thank
and a lot
much.
Of
yeah.
work.
Yeah, definitely
I
a
can
lot
imagine.
Of work. But it's very, you know, it's fun work. It's not like the type of work that you just
right.
go like nine to five type of deal. It's like, dude, yeah, I can't wait to do this. You know, I can't wait to, you know, start this thing and then work all day on it and get to the end and be just like tired and sore and like watch this thing that we just made and be just into it. And so,
That's
yeah,
awesome.
And you were saying like the performance thing, it's true. I've always been the type of person that wanted to see, put on a show that I would like to see. And I like to see people
mm-hmm.
that, you know, go crazy on stage or do something cool on stage and look cool on stage and not just kind of stand there and do their thing.
Right.
So it was just kind of a given. And also I was born with a ton of energy, like a never ending,
well, there you go.
Like a fly of energy. So I guess that kind of makes, that kind of helps a lot with it too.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I've seen some big name, you know, some fantastic concerts and this and that. I'm an old man, so, you know, I've seen a lot. But man, I've seen some that you would think, oh, this band's going to be great. And you go, and like you said, they just, you're like, man, there's 12,000 people here. Am I in a coffee shop? What is this guy? You know, what is this? You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, man, it's rough. It's rough when you get and you're just like, you know, really excited to see and like not only hear the songs that you love, but see them, you know, brought to
right.
life in a sort of way. And when it's not, you know, when it doesn't kind of do it justice, kind of it's a little bit of a letdown. So we definitely try to like make it not a letdown. We definitely try and make it like a visual concept of the song. And also, for us, it's just more fun that way. It's more fun to play a show when you're jumping around and going crazy, you know? That's all about it. It's just like we just want to have fun and rip and do our thing. And, you know, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the coolest things, and this will sound very weird in California and New Agey, and I don't mean for it to, you know, let me adjust my crystals here. No, I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, people. I'm just making fun a little bit. But no, one of the coolest things seeing a show that I have that I've seen is, and it doesn't matter what the band or what the genre, anything. There's something that happens sometimes, and it doesn't happen all the time. Is the band will be playing and they're high energy and they're throwing this energy out to the crowd, and then the crowd, like, they amp it up and then they throw it back to the band. And then this kind of tennis match starts happening, and it just builds and builds and builds. And that's really cool to see. You don't see that in other art forms, you know. It's I think that's, you know, a very special It's cool. You notice it when you see it, you know, and you definitely notice
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. No. Yeah, I agree with you. That's a very epic thing when it happens. I've seen a lot of shows that has happened, and I've been a part of the crowd, and it's just like, dude, this is the best feeling I've ever had. And it's one of those things where, you know, some bands want you to come to their show and just not worry about anything and be somewhere where everything is okay, which in a lot of times, you know, life is not okay all the time. And so, you know, people that want to go see a show of their favorite band just want to let loose and just feel indestructible for a moment, you know, and that's what, you know, you got to do, I think, as a performer and a musician, and, you know, to play in a rock band or a pop punk band or anything, that's what it takes to really stand that test of time and have people come back to see your show again.
Oh, and it's very, very cool. And I like that the power punk genre, I think that's the pop punk genre. I think that's cool because I'll tell you what, I was around when all these bands were that was really like the highlight. It's refreshing to see someone doing that and doing it well and in a way that isn't sounding dated. You know what I mean? But definitely a nod to the genre. I think it's cool, man. And man, those cats made a lot of money doing that. You know, I know it's not about money, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, make music that is fun for us to play, and we don't want to be, you know, a band kind of just like, you know, like, I don't know, kind of pigeonholing ourselves. We just want to do what is fun to play, and right now, you know, and for a long time for all of us, it's just been, you know, rock and punk music. And even, we've been, you know, we're into just big sounding stuff. So that's essentially where it all comes from. And, you know, if you ever get on the tour bus with us when we're going from town to town, it's like just constant neck deep and Mayday Parade and, you know, Guns N' Roses. And, you know, it stretches from all ends. So we're like super... Like, we just have a wide range of music that we love to listen to, and the most, like, you know, we're just, like, singing everything and being loud and obnoxious, and that's just, it's fun for us. So we want to make music, you know, that people can do that to.
Absolutely. And that's a good place to be. That's a good place to come from, because I'll tell you, one of the things I really like about your generation, and, you know, people bitch, you know, they're like, old people have always bitched about younger people. That's just since the dawn of man, you know. But one of the things I really like that's different, my generation, when I was a youngster, everything was very, this is pre-internet, you know, it's a long time ago, man. But it was very genre specific. And people were like almost in gangs of genre, you know. You're a goth guy, you can only listen to this. Or you're a rocker, you can only... And it was funny, you know, because I liked all kinds of music, you know, depend on what I wanted to. I liked good music, you know, and it was interesting. But a lot of people I knew didn't, you know, they were like just very genre specific. Your generation is like, fuck that. We're going to listen to what we want to listen to and what we like. And, you know, that's the way it is, man. I don't know what to tell you, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I love that attitude.
Yeah, dude, that is.
You know?
That is an interesting point you have. I guess it did. It used to be very clicky. I mean, you can see it in all the old 80s movies and stuff. It was just like, oh, well, that's them, and they listen to this, and they dress that way. And them over there listen to this other stuff and dress that way. Yeah, and you're right. Now it's kind of like someone can listen to rap, and then the next song is country, and then the next song is like a rock song, and then the next one is like an oldies. Like, I have a lot of people that I've hung out with or hang out with that, you know, they have, like, four bands that are their favorite bands, and they're from different genres, way different genres. Like, one's a country band, and one is a rap artist, and one is a old, you know, an oldies kind of 50s-sounding thing, and then another is just a straight-up pop band. So it's, like, very interesting that happens. But honestly, yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat that you are and were, that it's like, if it's good and it makes me feel good and there's, you know, something
right.
that I can feel
it.
From it, then it's, yeah, exactly. I mean, music is like therapy, dude. And like, for me, I mean, for artists, it's like a journal. You just like let out your emotions
mm-hmm.
into this song or these lyrics. And for people that aren't artists but love music, it's like, hey, I listen to this song and I feel like I'm not alone. I'm like talking to my best
Absolutely.
Friend. You know, I feel like music is like that one friend that will never ever leave you, and always
mm-hmm.
knows what you're feeling if you find the right, you know, song. Because you could find any song for any type of feeling that you're having, any mood you're in. You can have that one song, and usually you know what that one song is, whether you're sad or happy or want to, you know, cry or want to just scream or want to be pissed off or whatever. There's that song that you have that you can put on, and it's like music is just your best friend that knows you better than anybody, you know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month, second phone $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have this, my girlfriend is, you know, she's great. She's kind of a girly girl, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just how she is, you know? And it's so
yeah.
funny because when you said this, it reminds me, we'll get into her car to like go somewhere or something. And she hasn't been in the car since she came home from work, like earlier that day or the day before, whatever. And sometimes she'll turn on the car and the radio is just up all the way. Like the volume's just cranked and there's like, you know, hardcore gangster rap. I'm like, oh, she had one of those days yesterday. I had no idea, you know. She's like, yeah,
for
this
real.
Is what I wished I could have screamed at customer, you know. Or it's the opposite. Yeah, it's in a really good mood. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, music's your friend. You're right. That's a good way to put that. I like that. You know, that's cool. That's very, it sums it up. Now, I want to let people know, we have links to your social media on our show page and also your website. And the website link will, when we convert this to a podcast and it's blown out everywhere, that'll follow. So no matter how, in the future, folks, however you're listening to the show, you can get to thebroken.com and www.theberkn.com. Just click on that link and it'll get you right there. And from there, you can get to all the social media and whatnot. I suggest you like and share all the social media. I like your website. Your website's awesome. And because for me, like I said, I'm an old man, it's easy to navigate. I can get things. I can hear things. I can understand. I have all these weird artsy friends that have the worst websites in the world. Your website's awesome. Everything's right here, you know. I'm looking
Thank
at
you,
right
man.
Now.
Yes. Well, dude,
yeah.
The accessibility was our main focus because I myself am, like, so annoyed every time I go to try and, like, look at something, whether it's a website or a clothing store or whatever, and I can't figure it out. I'm like, what in the world? So I was like, let's just make their website real easy, big buttons, real simple, and just, like, anyone can use it, you know, because it, you know, it's even, like, for my benefit, too, because if I want to go on there, I'm like, I'm not trying to search through all this stuff. Like, I want to go here, click on this button, and know where everything is right away and have it all right there. So it's kind of like a me moment there, being like, let's just make it freaking easy, you know, because the easier the better, and especially now in this, you know, society where everything is so, you know, fast and easy and instant. It's pretty easy to lose someone if it's too hard to navigate. And people would be like, well,
right.
I don't know. I this is too hard. I'm going to just give up. You know what I'm saying? And so we wanted to kind of beat that curve, be ahead of that curve and do it good. But yeah, man, I'm super stoked about the website. I think it looks really cool. I'm honestly really stoked about the whole vibe of the band as well. Like, I got a chance to kind of come up with, you know, this logo and theme and, you know, kind of color.
I did that logo. You came up with a logo?
Yeah.
I was going to ask because it's a fantastic logo. Both of these, you have two logos. You've got the skeleton hand with the heart, and then you have the one with the, I think it's like a gal's hand, and she's cutting like the comedy mask or some kind of mask.
Yeah, the masquerade mask. Yeah, man.
The masquerade.
That's straight out of my brain, just like thinking of kind of ways to thematically tie in the music into this visual thing. And I'm super into that. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out really cool ways to do it. But I mean, that's just me being creative and not wanting to stop trying to, you know, making it this really cool, like I said, visual, pleasing to the eye thing. And, I've always been really a fan of bands that have cool logos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but, you know, if a band has a cool logo, I'll be more inclined to, like, oh, what is this? Like, this, like, they look really cool. And so that was just kind of me being like, okay, The Broken. Because I came up with the name first, of course, and I was like, what does The Broken mean? Like, how can you sum it up? Because it can be summed up in, like, a million and three different ways, right? At first I was like, broken record, it can be, you know, broken heart, it can be, you know, a broken glass, whatever, you know. So I've always had kind of that, like, the fascination of just, like, black and white and things that look like they were just drawn by somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was kind of, like, the theme that I was going for. And, the heart really, the cracked heart really, like, stuck out to me. And
Well,
yeah,
the cool thing about that is it translates well to t-shirts and stickers and patches and whatever, you know?
Exactly.
From a marketing point of view, it's great. And it's easy enough. I'll tell you the other thing. And I don't know if you thought about this or whatnot. I don't even know if kids still do this. When I was a kid, man, there was a lot of Van Halen VH symbol. Every school book I think any kid had that drawn on it, you know?
Yeah, man.
Your logos are easily repeatable, you know? And that's cool, you know? Kids will be painting that
absolutely
on jackets and stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's really cool, too, because I did that, you know, when I was in school.
Yeah.
In my life, in class, like wanting to go home, I was just like, opened a notebook and was just writing off, you know, drawing. And, you know, I drew a lot of Aerosmith. I drew a lot of Aerosmith cover art and a lot of Led Zeppelin cover art, a lot of Guns N' Roses and all that good stuff, man. That connects with me a lot, too. It's cool.
That's cool. That is cool. People don't think about that, you know, and it's cool that you are. Now, let me ask you this, because you formed the band. Now, you're kind of making this transition, but not in a way that's final or anything like that. From a solo artist, you know, Jacob Cade and all this and that, to a band. Is that difficult? It seems like, I imagine you're the guys you formed the band with are cool with everything, you know? It doesn't seem like you're making it the Jacob Cade show, you know what I mean? It's definitely the Broken, but you're doing it in a good way.
Thank you, man. No, I mean, to answer your question, it's been the easiest thing I've ever done, to be honest. It's just
cool
because the guys are so cool and because I've always had this dream of being in a band. All the people that I've idolized, all the people that I wanted to be like, they were in a band and they had a theme and a name that they all went by. They were, you know, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. You know, it was like a really cool vibe and a really cool thing. And I've always wanted to do that. And I've always wanted to have people to bounce ideas off of and just have brothers that I could be like, dude, I wrote this song. Check it out. What do you guys think? What can we do with this thing?
Right.
Oh, hey, like I came up with this art. What do you guys think about this? You know, is it cool? Is it this and that? What is the, you know, vibe? And so having like, you know, this group of dudes that is just like, they're my brothers, and just being able to be in a room and like just create things together, it just makes it really, it makes it a really kind of like a family thing, and it's really cool to me, and it always has been really cool to me, and it's like another one of those dreams come true for me. So I've been really
That's
happy
awesome.
And to be able to, like, you know, have other people in the limelight with me, because I'm not really
That's cool, man.
I'm a really team oriented guy, so I love it.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. Well, that rocks. You know, and people, I try to tell people, you know, to make it, people think I'm some big sports person. I'm really not, but the analogies are good, though. You know, you could be the best quarterback in the world. It's a lot easier to make a touchdown if you got guys on the field with you. You know, I mean,
yes,
it's
absolutely
a lot. Or a good team around you, I should say. How did you meet Mike and Kick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Broken Camp and Kick Steven.
Yes. So I met Kick first a long time ago. We were playing, you know, he was playing in bands around the same circuit that I was. And so we had crossed paths a bunch of times, played on the same bill a bunch of times, never in the same band, just, you know, on the same show. And we ran into each other at a Slash concert at one point and just kind of, you know, we had been following each other on Instagram. He moved to LA. And
okay.
I had gotten offered a tour, and with that tour, I needed a bass player, and I knew he played guitar, but I was like, hey, would you want to do bass for this tour? And he was like, yeah, absolutely, I'll do it. And so flew back out to Denver, and then at the same time, on the same tour, I met Mike playing at church. I play at churches on Sundays, and he was
okay.
One of the drummers one weekend. And we hit it off, and we started talking, and everything kind of was like, wow, you listen to the same music. Wow, you like this thing. That's cool. Wow, you're dope. And it was like, hey, man, do you want to come on this tour with me? Are you down to do that? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And so thus started the, you know, us playing together and rehearsing together. And then it was like the first day we got to playing, we just hit it off, and we were having fun and cracking jokes, and it was like we'd known each other for like 4 years. But
cool.
Yeah, it really gelled well, and we went on the tour, and no one got sick of each other. It was constantly fun, and to be honest,
everybody
we didn't want to.
Right.
What's that?
I said everybody survived. That's
exactly,
a good thing.
Yeah, everyone survived by the skin of their teeth, and it was good, man. But no, and
that's
so
awesome.
At the you know, prior to that tour, just prior, I had finished this EP of songs, and I showed it to them on the bus, and they were like, dude, these are sick. And I was like, well, would you guys want to form a band? You want to be in a band together? You want to do this thing? And they were like, yeah, dude, let's do it.
Nice.
And so there it was, the birth of The Broken. And yeah, you know, up until now, the rest is history. We just have grown really close together and, you know, molded a lot. I mean, it took, like anything, it took, like, what, a show or two. But after that, it
oh,
was
yeah.
like, okay, I know how he plays. I know how he plays. I know what goes on here, and I know what the goal is for this show and for the band and for the music. So it just really worked well. So that's kind of how we all met. So honestly, we haven't been playing together for too long, and things have been like 4 months or something like that, but it feels like we've been
wow.
together for a long time, a lot more time than that.
Well, they say, like I said, I've always heard that one of the best things a musician or a band or whatnot can do is stage time. Stage time will smooth out rough edges and just, you know, it's like anything, you know, it's practice, you know what I mean? It's just, I think especially certain musicians just really shine when they're doing stage, you know, because you're right there, you know, you're on. And
yeah, man.
Everything kind of comes together. And
absolutely,
I think that's a good thing. So
I could not agree more, man. And there's definitely no shortage of shows for us. I think we played every weekend for the past like 2 months or something like that. And then we rehearse every day. And we are even, you know, starting to cut demos for the next record that's coming, that we're going to make. And we're
nice.
Just, like, we can't stop. We can't stop doing it, man.
Oh,
we love it. And yeah, we got a bunch of tours coming up, so we couldn't be more stoked for that. It's just like everyone in this band, Mike and Kick and I included, it's just like, we want to just play every day, all day, every
right.
day. We want to play. So it's really, really cool. Yeah.
That is cool. Let's play your track. This is called Your Existence. We'll play it and we'll talk a little bit about it. This is a fantastic track, man. And I've got a couple questions about it. It's just, it blew me away first time I heard it. Here it is, everybody.
Oh.
This is The Broken, Your Existence. Check this out. Fantastic track. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that's The Broken, Your Existence. We've got Jacob Cade on with us. Jacob, I love it, man. That's a great track.
Thank you very much, man. No, it's like, yeah, I'm really stoked that you dig it. I'm stoked anytime people hear a song that I've, you know, put out and like it.
That's
awesome.
One of those
I'm so glad. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, that's one of those tracks, you know, 10 years from now, when I think about the summer of 2019, that track's going to come to mind. You know what I mean? That's just the cool summer track. I dig it. That's fantastic.
I love it, man.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Let me ask you, I know, like with my paintings, people see the end result and they think, oh, it was just, he just knocked that out. And, you know, yeah, the reality is sometimes the paintings fight me a little bit, you know, sometimes I want to throw the canvas out the window. And I know with any art, that's the case. Did that track come easy or did it fight? Because it sounds perfect the way it is now. You know, it sounds like it was, oh, he just wrote that. I know that's not always the case. Was that an easy one or a hard one? Creating it.
Honestly, it was a little bit in between. It came really weird. And by that I mean, I left the studio session, and was driving home in the middle of the night, and I just like started, you know, singing myself being silly, being wacky, and just like was singing and messing around, and I just stumbled over that melody in the chorus. Da 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 da. I was like, oh wait, that sounds pretty cool. And I started singing words to it, just messing around with different things, and it kind of like it just popped out to me. And so the whole ride home, it was like 45 minutes. I was just like starting to put words to this melody that I thought was really cool. And so came up with the chorus on the way home, then got home, ran into the house and picked up a guitar and started, you know, messing around.
Working it out.
Putting stuff to it. Yeah. And I never, ever, I mean, it's rare that lyrics come first in any song that I write. And so I was like, this is really cool. It's different. And so I started, you know, kind of came up with the progression that would fit it, and found out the range and the key and the whole bit. And once that was done, it was kind of just like, it was like picking up your room. Like all the pieces were there. You just had to like put them in the right place. And so
nice.
That's kind of how that happened. And at the time, you know, I was going through some stuff and, you know, I was feeling that certain way of just kind of like, you know, a bit pissed off, a bit just like done with things and
right.
just like ready to put all
I've been there, man.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all have,
and
you know, and if you
know,
haven't yet,
is,
you'll get there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Get ready.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be standing next to you when it happens, but no, I'm kidding, of course. The thing is, what's great about that is, you know, because it's such an emotional thing, and like I had a friend of mine that came and visited me just a couple years ago, and he's a rockabilly guy, you know, mutton chops, the whole bit, and he was going through a divorce at the time. His gal had, he came home and there was a note, and she wasn't there, you know, one of those deals. And so he came down to visit me. I'm here in South Florida, and you know, it's kind of, sometimes you just need to sit on a beach and
I feel that.
Talk your troubles through a little bit.
Dude, I couldn't imagine that, man. That's heavy.
Well, you know, it's just one of them things. It happens in life, you know. It happens sometimes, you know. Let's hope it doesn't happen too often. But anyway,
yeah.
He's like, I don't know how I'm going to go on. You know, he was at that point, you know. I don't know what I'm going to. I'm like, dude, you're a country singer. This is like fuel for two or three albums, man.
yeah,
let's
man.
Get a pad of paper. This is rocket fuel. Let's get to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man.
That's
no,
the best
it's,
way to deal with that.
That's where being a musician kind of comes in handy, or being an artist even comes in handy. It's just like all that stuff that just in life that really just messes with you and gets to you and makes you feel certain way. There's an outlet. I'm really lucky to be able to have found that outlet to get all these emotions into something else and out of me.
The really cool thing is that you do this and you probably don't, I mean, that's great for you and that's fantastic, but the additional bonus of it, somebody you don't even know, you know, somebody in Madison, Wisconsin is listening to that and they're like, man, I really needed to hear that song today. You know,
and
you're helping people going through something, you know, that's a cool thing, you know, you probably don't even realize it, you know, and
that's the goal, man.
That's
definitely the goal. I mean, with doing all this, you know, writing songs, like, write them for me, but also I write them for other people to kind of somehow listen to a song and be like, dude, I'm not alone. That, like,
right.
I feel that. And that makes me feel good. And, you know, it's just like for me, you know, when I'm going through something, like, it goes back before, it's like music is my friend, and I hear things that, you know, my favorite artists write, and you hear the lyrics and you're like, dude, yes, that's what I'm talking about. He feels me and I feel that, and that's like, that's kind of the beautiful part about music, and about being able to put songs out to the world and have people listen to them, and so yeah, that's really the goal. That's my goal anyways, is to put a song out and have at least one person out anywhere, whoever it is, to be like, yeah, man, I feel that. And that really made me feel good.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. And it's not just, you know, in your area. You live in a time now where it's, you know, somebody in Melbourne, Australia, that could happen. You know what I mean? It's a globe. We all over the world.
Dude,
and
we have
so cool,
a lot,
you know?
Of. It's really dope. No, we have a lot of people in South America region that are like, dude, we love you guys. This music is awesome and stuff like that. And so that's really interesting. It's interesting to get like a message on Instagram and be like, hey, thank you for the support and everything. And people will be like, yeah, I'm from, you know, Italy, or I'm from France, or I'm from Mexico, or I'm from Brazil. And it's just like, wow,
How cool.
This is really
cool.
Or even I'll get messages in, like, Portuguese or in Spanish or in, you know, all sorts of different languages. And I'm just like, wow, this is really – it's really awesome to me. I love it. And also, with that said, anyone who's listening that wants to have a conversation or just send me a message, please do. And, it, you
That's
know, even
cool.
if you want to talk to anybody else in the band, we're all just open. And so just send us a message and we'll answer. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And, yeah, I just like to be that.
It's so cool that you're so open with people, too, you know, and accommodating. Not a lot of bands are. And that's – I think fans really dig that. You know, they're like, hey, this guy's one of me, you know. This is – they're not fans. They're friends, you know. I think that's a great way to be.
Yeah, man. I mean,
very smart.
It's like I've been a fan of – you know, I've been a fan for my whole life. And, you know, whenever I get to talk to some – you know, I've been really blessed to be able to meet some of my idols and talk to them. And it's really cool when they're like, yeah, man, what's up? Like, it's just another person.
Right.
It
is.
So,
it's a big deal. It's
yeah,
very cool. And
so
people, you know, it's funny because people will remember that. I've had conversations with people and they're like, you know, oh, I saw Guns N' Roses or I met, you know, such and such from Guns N' Roses in, like in 1988 or where some, you know, way back in the day, you know, before they were big. And that's one of their most cherished memories. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, it was so cool. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. They've been telling that story for 30 years and that's fine. You know, it was a big thing for them. Nothing wrong with that. You know,
yeah.
Good memory.
The goosebumps never go away. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's cool. There you go, man. That's gotta be in a song. The goosebumps never go away. Telling you, we're
yep.
gold right there, man.
Well, thank you, man. I try. I'm writing it down right now.
He doesn't even have to try, ladies and gentlemen. It just happens. Hey, I want to we're up against the time, but I want to remind people it's thebroken.com, www.theberkn.com, and definitely check out their website and their social media and whatnot. Pick up, they've got the coolest beanies and merch around. I think that's awesome. I like that lanyard you guys have too. That VIP lanyard. That'd be cool. On the
Thank you, man.
Kind of
yeah. I mean, that
jacket.
Came from just us
yeah.
being like, I need something to put my keys on. So let's make lanyards.
Right.
And so that's
there you
it.
Go. Nice.
Yeah. It's
nice.
All, yeah.
And
yeah,
the
dude.
Prices are good too. Your prices are great on here. So that's a
Thank
good thing.
You
know,
Thank
it's
you,
not
man.
Crazy,
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen. They're not charging $75 for a shirt yet. if they want it, fine. No. That'll be at the Rio tour.
Yep.
No, I'm kidding. No. Jacob seems like the kind of guy, he's always going to have cool merch. You know, affordable cool merch. Very, very cool. Well, Jacob, I'm going to tell you
Thank
this. You already know it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real, real good at it. And, you know, I can't wait to hear more, you know?
Thank you very much.
So,
I really appreciate that. That's so much fuel to the fire. You have no idea. It's just like, you know, it's great to be doing something that's so close to your heart that, you know, could, you know, you can put out and that could get shot down really quick and everything like that. But for it to be, you know, embraced by somebody, it's just like, it's like the coolest thing. I mean, that's like any artist, you know, greatest feeling ever is when you create something and people are like, that's really cool, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
really
dig what you're doing.
That, man.
Well,
yeah,
I definitely
no,
dig what you're doing. And
yes.
just keep going, man, because like I said, I can't wait to see the next video, hear the next track, and everything. And speaking of tracks, ladies and gentlemen, you should definitely... We have a Pop Rocks Radio Spotify playlist that we add all of our musical guests to. And The Broken's on Spotify. Definitely add them to your playlists and, you know, Pandora streams, all that kind of stuff. It really helps. We live in an algorithm world now. I'm not going to get into a big thing explaining how all that works because I don't know how half of it does. But the reality is I've heard that it helps a lot. You know, but the big thing – if you dig an artist, you dig a musician or a band or just somebody makes the best, you know, biscuits in town, share it, like and share their social media. To help get the word out because, you know, more people, if they're cool.
Yes, please. Yeah, that's, you know, you're right, man. It helps so much. So, yeah, thank you for doing that, man. Yeah, it's really – it is an algorithm world, and it's a social media world, and it's, like, it's hard – it's very diluted, and it's hard to kind of, like, break through all the stuff. But, it helps a lot, and Spotify is doing a great thing with their platform.
And definitely, you know, go see shows, ladies and gentlemen. If you like a band, when the Broken roll through your town, make it a point, go check them out, man. Indie bands, they live on that. And, you know, the other thing about seeing shows is there's always a merch table. That helps so much when a band's on tour. You know, I've had friends that are like, that was gas money to the next gig, or that was Taco Bell.
That's exactly it. It puts gas in the tank, man. In all the meanings of that phrase, it puts gas in the tank, dude. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
And that's why we work so hard in, you know, putting together an awesome kind of arsenal of merch for people to kind of like look at it and dig it. Because there's so many bands, like, merch is kind of like a secondary thing for us. I mean, we all love clothes. And we love style, and
we love
to wear cool things. And so we were like, well, if we like to do it, then I bet you all the people that are at this show like to do it too. So we're going to make things that are cool for people to have, that, you know, a shirt that people are like, dude, this is really cool. I'm going to wear it like every day, you know, type of thing. So,
right.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
That's cool. You can't get better support than that. That's awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, Jacob, for taking time and being on the show. I really appreciate it, and you're awesome. Oh, before we end, folks, I want to give a big shout-out to the PR company that Jacob and The Broken deal with. If you would like to, you know, you have a podcast or something, you'd like The Broken on there, these are the people you get a hold of, Curtain Call Records. We have a link to them, and I'm telling you right now, if you're in a band or something, you need help on the PR side of things, these are good people to have in your corner. I've known them for several years. I've never heard a bad thing about them. Seriously. I wouldn't say it if that wasn't true. I just wouldn't say anything. But it's very, very true. Curtain Call Records, they're awesome. And I'm glad you guys are working with them. And just, you know, keep working, Jacob. You're awesome. You know, this
will do. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. It's been a blast. It's been a pleasure. And anytime we can do this again, anytime you want to do this again, just let us know and we will do it, man.
And vice versa. So cool. And you made a new friend in South Florida now. So when the tour comes through South Florida, hey man, we live at the beach and we got a guest room. And I always tell my musician friends this that are on tour too. We've got two showers and a working washer and dryer.
Amazing.
Like, yes.
That's gold, dude.
and my gal is Italian, you know, so there's always good food. Very
right.
Cool.
All right.
So there you go.
Well, awesome.
Well, hey, have a great night. And everybody, we will see everybody tomorrow. We've got a fantastic band out of L.A. On tomorrow called Crimson Apple. And they're four sisters. And they rock. They're very cool indie rock band, but very high energy. So a lot of fun. I can't wait to talk to them, and we will see you. This episode, of course, tonight's episode, the Broken episode, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all of our social media platforms that we're on and all the podcasting platforms. We're on like just shy of 200 of those. So the big one, of course, is Apple Podcast, and it'll be up for there for free, always free. And, so I will be sure to, have that happen. It'll probably be about an hour. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again, Jacob. You rock.
Thank you, man. Thank you. We'll see you soon, man. We'll talk soon. And, it was an absolute pleasure.
Awesome. Have a good one.
You too, my man.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.